Hi there, this is Wayne C. Anderson, and this is your Ecclesia podcast. We're discussing some of the foundational principles of the kingdom of God and his heavenly government that is increasing upon the earth today. I want to bring your attention especially to the book of Luke right now, chapter 11, verse 1, where it says that it happened that Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John also taught his disciples." And he said, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father who is in heaven, holy is your name.'" And then he says something important about the kingdom. He says, "Your kingdom come," or "come kingdom of God," as it says in the Greek. That's how the words align in the Greek sentence structure there. "Come kingdom of God." And then it says, "Be done will of God on earth as it is in heaven." It's also interesting that this is a repeat of Matthew's gospel in the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus also teaches his disciples how to pray. And he goes through what is commonly referred to as the Lord's Prayer. However, I think that was kind of a misnaming of it. I think that's the prayer for the Ecclesia. When he says, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Then I want to skip down to the last portion of that prayer where he says, "Because of you," the Greek text says it this way, "because of you is the kingdom, because of you is the power, because of you is the glory forever and ever. Amen." Now, "because of you is the kingdom" is a very important statement. Jesus Christ is king. We have a king in our kingdom. Now, we are a part of that kingdom. I'll tell you a little bit about that in other podcasts, how we become a part of that kingdom, what assures our citizenship in that kingdom. But we, as a part of that kingdom, then have a king. And now it is important, it's vital for us to understand why we have a king and who our king really is. You say, "Well, yes, I know Jesus is king." Absolutely true. But do we know why he is king? We oftentimes think that he is king just simply because the Father appointed him as king. But that is not how he became king. He became king of the kingdom of God, number one, by inheritance, and number two, by his triumphant, victorious behavior. In other words, he overcame. He was triumphant. What he did upon this earth, when he came to this earth, he came to become triumphant. The scriptures tells us that for this purpose the Son of God is made manifest, to destroy the works of the evil one. Now, to destroy the works of the evil one is a practice of a victorious king, a soldier-like king, a king who strategically comes and takes a victorious position. He conquers, if you will, he conquers the evil one. He did so piece by piece of his kingdom. He took away the evil one's ability to harm people. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. He raised the dead. Yes, but even more than that, those are very important things. But more than that, he even took that piece of the kingdom that was held in by its strongest man, and that was the keys of death and hell itself. For he went to the place of submitting himself to the works of the evil one, in the sense of being beaten, ridiculed, shamed, hung upon a cross, nailed upon that cross, and upon that cross he died. Now, in that dying, he was taken to the grave. A stone was rolled over, left his dead body in that grave. But according to the gospel, according to the scripture, The stone was rolled away on the morning of the third day, and on the morning of the third day, he rose from the dead. When he rose from the dead, that was a victory like no other victory in the history of all mankind, in the history of all creation. The keys of death and hell, the very kingdom of the evil one and its strongest strong man, was defeated that day when Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Now, him raising from the dead means that he became king triumphantly. This is the first principle that we've got to understand about our kingdom, because we need to understand that our king deserves to be king. He is honored as king because he is a triumphant king. He is not an appointed king whereby we just follow him because he was appointed above us by the Father. No, the Father sent his only son to inherit the kingdom of God by his victory and by his very triumphant behavior. So Jesus Christ overcame even sickness, disease, and death itself when he rose from the dead on the morning of the third day. Now that's the end of this particular podcast. Stay tuned for more podcasts coming. This is your Ecclesia podcast. I am Wayne C. Anderson. God bless you.